8 benefits of joining a mastermind group. So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. A mastermind group is basically a group of entrepreneurs that get together. It could be in any field of life, but ultimately we're talking about business and entrepreneurship. So a mastermind group is generally a group of entrepreneurs that all get together either physically in person or maybe virtually or even just in a group on Facebook or Skype or WhatsApp or something like that, or maybe on a teleconference or Zoom. Recall, it doesn't matter what the venue is for the group to get together. The important thing is that they have each other to use as a resource. And the idea is it tends to be a pretty set group of people. So whereas you might always have people you could reach out to for advice on this or to talk to about that, and people might always reach out to you, it's haphazard. With a mastermind group, it's a set group, usually with a set meeting. So you have a set sort of group of members that you can add and subtract here and there, but you also have usually a planned meeting time. So there's a regular frequency for meetings, so that encourages people to get together to communicate and to share ideas. And so you can find mastermind groups everywhere. You can do searches on the internet. You can go to Facebook and look in the groups there. Some groups are paid, some are free. Some are invite only, some anybody can join. There's a whole gamut of various mastermind groups. And if pressed, you could also create your own. If you have a group of people that you're thinking of might make sense to get together with, you can certainly create your own as well. So there are no hard and fast rules. That's basically the idea, right? The idea is just that it's an opportunity for people to get together, and there are tons of benefits for this, which is really what I want to cover. So whether or not we're loners or not, in fact, if we tend to be the lone wolf doing our own entrepreneurial venture, so be it. But regardless of how we prefer to work, the benefits of mastermind groups and working in a mastermind group are proven. Some of the most successful people in history are members or were members of mastermind groups. And there's very good reason for it because there are a lot of benefits that we get. So what we want to do is let's talk specifically about 8 key benefits of joining or being a part of a mastermind group, because some of them might be obvious and some of them might not be quite as obvious or a little bit more subtle, but equally as valuable and effective. So the first one right off the bat that's obvious is the collective intelligence. One of the great things about being a part of a mastermind group is that it brings together a diverse group of people and it allows for the sharing of different perspectives. So what you can do is you can get together with people in your mastermind group that are even in completely different industries. They can be at completely different levels. In general, it tends to be people that have something in common, but they don't need to all be the same. You don't need to all have the same size business or in the same industry. In fact, a lot of times that's where the benefits come from, the diversity in the group. We work in different industries. We work and have different marketing methods. We have different whatever it is. That's great because then when you're sharing across lines, you'll find ideas that you can leverage and that you can use in your own industry that maybe nobody else is using. If you're together with everybody in your own industry, there's a chance that you get a little bit of groupthink where you all are stuck inside the bubble together and you're not really sure how to break out of that. So when you start involving people from other industries, other businesses, other niches, those kinds of things, you start to gain different perspectives and start to find things that seem initially unrelated that you can ultimately leverage and use in your own business. So it gives different perspectives, different experiences, and different skills. So if somebody is an expert at JV and relationship building and someone else is an expert at ads and marketing and somebody else is an expert at scaling a business or operations, that's fantastic. Because you can all learn from each other and there's mutual benefit. And that's the point of the mastermind group in general. It's not for us to take, it's for us to contribute and be a part of. And so when everybody is in the group together, everybody stands a chance to gain something, and everyone has the ability to contribute something. And that's where sort of the higher tide rises all ships. So when we start to do all those shared things, what ends up happening is it leads to more innovative solutions and ideas than we could come up with ourselves. Look, no matter how smart we think we are, no matter how schooled we think we are, no matter how much we learn and grow ourselves and all that other good stuff, let's face it, if we get together with a group of other people, everybody's going to have different ideas, perspectives, experiences, and everything else. And so based on that, we're going to be able to learn more and grow more. I remember being at an event for a marketing event, and there were a lot of small businesses there. And one of the things that they did at the event was a thing called the hot seat, where somebody would come up, and the main host of the event was up there, but he also had some friends and peers up there on the stage with him. And he brought up people that had a business that they were trying to run or trying to grow, and they sat in the chair and they said, okay, tell me about your business or what your biggest challenge and problem is. And so the person would talk about it. And then one of the people in the, it's not really a mastermind group, but the idea is the same. One person on the panel would offer an idea and it was okay. And then somebody else would think, and then they would build on that. And then somebody else would build on that. And it was fascinating to see that as this went around, the quality of the suggestions, the quality of the advice from the very first comment to the last one, which was only, they were like 5 minutes long. 5 minutes later was phenomenal. It was unbelievable how much growth and just the fact that all these people that were smart and skilled and experienced in what they were doing all got together and thought of ideas. And the sum of it was far better than the individual parts. Each of those people up there in their own right had the ability to give advice, and it would have been worth it. And people consult and pay them to do that. But together, it was astounding. The other thing about a mastermind group that's really great is accountability. As entrepreneurs, we tend to be self-accountable, and that's always great. At the same time, because we don't answer to anybody oftentimes, and we have our own ability to do our own thing, make our own schedule, work the way that we want, sometimes we have the ability to not slack off, but maybe deprioritize or miss deadlines and push them and things like that. When we're part of a group and we've made a commitment to that group that we're going to do whatever it is, whether it's show up for the meeting or whether it's something you said you were going to implement in your business, if you know that next meeting's rolling around, it gets a little uncomfortable if you haven't done it yet. So then you want to get in a situation where you're like, okay, I'm going to go and implement this so I can at least say that I've done it. Maybe I did it a little bit later than I said I was going to. But it allows us to hold each other accountable. And when you have that sort of necessity or need to be able to respond and be accountable to somebody else, it's just far more powerful than what we would do for ourselves, even if we're very type A, even if we're very hard on ourselves about those kinds of things. There's just a different level of responsibility when we add somebody else into the mix. And so that accountability is setting goals, working toward them, that can significantly increase the likelihood of being able to achieve the goals. And so people in a mastermind group have a tendency to actually try more stuff and reach more goals because of the fact that they've got this mutual sense of respect for each other, and nobody wants to show up and look like they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Another key benefit is the obvious networking opportunities. One of the great things about a mastermind group is not just the fact that we can share information and the fact that we can get advice from other people, but it's the fact that it expands our network. So it provides us access to resources, connections, and opportunities that we might not have had otherwise. If I'm talking about something and I'm thinking, geez, I got this great idea for this software product and it's going to be a back-end product, so I can only really do it on the ends of products that I'm already launching. There might be three other people in the mastermind group that could say, I can add that onto mine. I can add that onto mine. Now I've just tripled or quadrupled my reach. So there are going to be resources that other people have. Oh, I really need to get some great social media graphics created. And this particular person says, you know what? I had the hardest time finding that, but I got this person now that's awesome. And so if you want to use them too, here's their information. That's the amount of time, energy, effort, and money that saves is immeasurable. And the ability to tap into other people that have these resources, I know in my own industry, I've been able to do this just with sort of an impromptu mastermind group in a few of the Skype groups that I'm in. Because the fact of the matter is, we don't have a regular meeting schedule. People just pop in and pop out as they need to. But if we ask each other advice, people will share their experiences and their advice. So if we see trends in the industry, if we see this, if we see that, when somebody comes in the industry and they're a scammer, like everybody can call them out and then we can all prevent them from doing any real damage. Those kinds of things are all very valuable. So it connects us to everybody that they're connected with. It opens us up to new opportunities. We could be the recipient or the host of maybe a JV opportunity. Somebody else brings up the idea that, hey, I've got this great product. I need extra marketing ability for it. Great. I've got a product that's similar to that, but it's not competing. So I can offer what you have to all of my customers and I get commissions or whatever it is. And so it gives us new monetization opportunities and everything else as well. So there are tons of benefits just from the networking element of it alone, of stuff that we might not have had otherwise or might not have even realized were out there and available. Another very important part, particularly in today's day and age where records of anxiety and isolation and people feeling alone in the world is sky high, depression and all that other kind of stuff, a mastermind group can provide support and encouragement. So everybody in every business goes through times that are good and goes through times that are struggle. And it's very difficult sometimes, even if you have a very supportive group of friends or a very supportive family or whatever else, the fact of the matter is they aren't doing the same thing that you're doing. They don't understand the pressures of what you have to do with every single day and how dynamic and challenging an environment that things could be. So when you're dealing with other people that are your peers that are in the same boat, likelihood that if times are good for you now, they were good for somebody else before, but they've already been through a struggle. If you're struggling now, somebody else can walk you through that and say, I was struggling before. And so having that sort of resource for support and encouragement is super valuable and super important as well, because it provides a supportive environment where people can discuss challenges and setbacks and have somebody not just listen and care, but actually have the ability to understand and be able to offer some suggestions, encouragement, advice, feedback, whatever else. And it's amazing the difference when someone understands your journey and you're trying to share something with them in terms of the quality of the advice and just the feeling of solace that you can get from the fact that somebody really does understand. I forget who said it, but they said, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And I always felt that's a really important point. But any time that we're in a relationship or we're dealing with somebody, if we are out there and we are able to understand what other people are going through, that puts us in a much stronger position to understand and be able to help. And I think that's very true. So when we feel understood, we're on the other side of that. And now we feel as though it makes it better just by being able to talk about it and know that somebody else understands it. Another huge benefit is learning and growth. Now, the fact of the matter is, as entrepreneurs, we tend to be self-learning, self-growth-minded and oriented people. And we're always looking to develop our skills, develop our, you know, mindsets or our perspectives, our experience, anything and everything else. But the fact of the matter is, when we do it instead of by ourselves in a solo environment, in a group, we have the opportunity to learn at a much faster pace and make gains at a much faster pace than we would ever be able to do on our own. So interacting with other motivated individuals in a mastermind group can lead to personal and professional growth, and it can lead to shortcuts just like having a coach does, right? If you play a sport and you have a coach and that coach can tell you, switch this technique here, change that there, they can make a big difference in terms of what you're able to do. And technically, you could do it yourself. You could video yourself, you could watch it back, but nothing is more valuable than having someone else be able to look at that, evaluate it, tell you, give you advice, and have you be able to fix the issue. When I was in college and I was throwing javelin for track, I was plateaued my freshman and sophomore year. I had a really good freshman year. I was growing. Sophomore year, I had a good year. But by the end of it, I had plateaued. And my junior year, we brought in a new coach. He came from Boston College, and he was a throwing coach specifically. And it was amazing to me because we had done, as a team, the stuff where we video ourselves. We have the other guys hold the camera. We do our throws, and then we break down our own film. We look at that, and we try to analyze what we could do to be better. Having the coach come in, Ira came in, and he had me throw a couple of times. And literally the first day that I met him and he saw me throw, he was able to give me a couple of pointers about the way that I was positioning my feet and my form with my throwing arm. And he was able to add 10 to 15, feet to my throws, or help me add that much, just with a couple of little tweaks to my form. And so it's super important and valuable when we're in a mastermind group. It's the same idea, but along the business lines. There could be little things, little distinctions. There could be stuff that we didn't realize we weren't doing. We weren't even aware of it. We can't be experts at everything. And so the fact of the matter is, if we engage with other people who are, they can help us make distinctions that get us to the mountaintop a lot faster. So we can learn from each other's experiences and share each other's knowledge. Another benefit from mastermind groups is enhanced problem solving. Right, this is what I alluded to in the beginning when I talked about the hot seat. The amazing effect of having a collaborative nature of a mastermind group when you're trying to solve a problem that you put out there into the group, and to listen and watch as people are engaged with looking at it from their perspective and from their set of tools and from their industry and their experience and all that, and being able to identify things that can be done to change or improve the situation, or different ways that maybe we hadn't even considered for things that might work. And then to watch other people be able to build on top of that, we can literally come out in minutes with answers that we never would have been able to come up with ourselves, or certainly not in any short period of time. And that in and of itself makes it super, super powerful to be involved in a group like that. That value alone is worth all the rest of it, because people pay coaches, people pay consultants all the time for this kind of stuff, and you're still leveraging one other person's opinion. When you're in a group of other people that are like-minded, that have similar sensibilities, but different experiences, different sort of niches and different businesses, maybe even different industries and different skill sets, it's phenomenal the amount of improvement and engagement you can get with ideas and how fast you can grow and develop in terms of what you're trying to do. So we can offer different viewpoints and solutions to challenges faced by anyone and everyone within the group, which is awesome. Another benefit is increased motivation and inspiration. Just seeing others succeed, seeing other people do it, and getting support for our own goals, our own endeavors, our own projects can boost motivation and inspire members to pursue their goals with renewed vigor. It's funny because professionals used to think that if the human body ever ran a 4-minute mile, it might be theoretically possible, but the person would literally die. And they really believe this, that you would drop dead if you ran a 4-minute mile because the human body wasn't capable of it. As soon as Roger Bannister did that and broke that sort of idea, changed the thinking, within a year, there were two or three other people who did it. And now there's tons of people who have done it. Because the fact of the matter is, while it isn't a mastermind group per se, the idea is it unlocked a whole new level of thinking and a new perspective. By seeing someone else do it, it made us feel like it was possible. And that is really awesome and very powerful. Another benefit is confidentiality and trust, right? So mastermind groups, one of the nice things about it is anything that you share stays within the walls of what you're doing. So it's a high level of confidentiality. So it's a safe environment. We can share sensitive information and challenges. If there are trade secrets or industry things that we're doing and we wouldn't want to share them with the general public or with someone who we're not sure we trust, once we develop trust with a group and we know that they're sharing, we can all share, and we know that it deepens the trust and bonds between everybody, because the fact of the matter is, we all are rooting for each other's success. By participating in a mastermind group, individuals can leverage the collective wisdom, experience, and networks of the group. And that will lead us to better personal and professional development. So the takeaway here is that the idea of being part of a mastermind group may appeal to us, or it may sound like just another commitment added to our already too busy lives. But the benefits are proven, and no matter how well we work alone, we can gain new insights, we can achieve better results faster, we can break through obstacles easier when we leverage the power of others and work together. It doesn't need to be a huge commitment, but knowing that we have people that we can support and that can support us can go a long way in making us more successful. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.